Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Good evening. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. So I got lots going on here on the show today. Let's get started with some of the top stories in the news. Top story going on is in the Supreme Court. Supreme Court is reviewing the president's student loan forgiveness program. Remember where everybody could get $10,000 of their student loan forgiven? You just had to apply on this website, and then it was challenged. And after the challenge, they basically blocked any future people from filing it. Well, the Supreme Court is listening to it right now, and they're scrutinizing the college student debt relief, apparently. Doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to rule against it. Just means they're scrutinizing it. So we'll have to see how this all comes about because, you know, there's a lot of us that talked in the past about executive privilege and executive powers and how far can that be pushed. And it seems like this Supreme Court has been very cognizant of the executive branch expanding their powers, and they've been very eager to check those powers. We've seen it where in the past the Supreme Court ruled that, for example, when Trump tried to get rid of the DACA program, which was an executive branch program from Obama, he tried to get rid of it, and his argument, or his administration's argument, was it was created by executive order. We're going to get rid of it via executive order. And the Supreme Court said, no, you can't do that. You need a good reason to get rid of it. And it was a shocking ruling. And then when President Biden got into office, he tried to roll back Trump's executive program, which was the Stay in Mexico program. And once again, they said, well, we already set precedent. Meaning, since we told Trump he couldn't get rid of DACA just willy-nilly, you can't get rid of Stay in Mexico policy willy-nilly. And it was a second shock from the Supreme Court. Well, then this new Supreme Court came in, and they reviewed both of these cases, and they said, actually, both of them were wrong. The executive branch can't just basically make law by creating programs. And so they went ahead and rolled back both of those. So my guess, just based on what they've done recently with checking the executive branch, would be they would say that the Biden student loan program is not going to be legal. It's not constitutional. But we shall see. Never know. Then some of the other stories here in the news. The congressional leaders, the Gang of Eight, are getting a briefing on the Trump, Biden, and Pence documents. Oh, boy. This is getting deeper and deeper. It's about their mishandling their documents, right? The classified documents that have been found in all three of their individuals' places. I think really what this is going to come down to is maybe based on, because I've been saying all along that I think what's going to come out of this, I don't think there's going to be any kind of severe punishment to Mike Pence, to Biden, or even to Trump. I think it's going to come down to some new regulations on this is how we're going to handle documents from now on. And is what I think is going to happen. I think they're trying to look for where were their errors in handling the documents and where could it have been prevented. I mean, maybe they did. Now, if they, in their review, they find we had protocols in place and they blatantly ignored those protocols, then that would be different. But I guess that's what they're being, you know, that's what they're being reviewed on today. So some of the other top stories in the news, back it over to the Ukraine war. Russia apparently is open to talks with as far as peace talks with Ukraine. However, according to the Kremlin, they will not give up any of their annexed regions, which that's pretty much a no-go because essentially their annexed regions, you have to remember, are basically, hey, this is now our land, right? I mean, that's just, this is, you're now part of Russia. That would be like the United States just going in and just going, so Toronto, we really like the Toronto area. It's got better tourism on that side of the Niagara Falls than the Buffalo region does. So we want Toronto. You know what? Toronto is now part of the United States. It's part of New York. Like, we can't just willy-nilly just proclaim that. But that's what Russia did. So now they're saying, well, we've already proclaimed it. We're keeping it now. Okay. Coming up here next, we've got a couple more news stories for you. But first, let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Nothing too bad to slow you down this afternoon with I-10 and I-110 running smoothly throughout our area. We do have some slow-moving traffic on Brent Lane. This is going to be right near I-110, right near Davis Highway. Expect some slowdowns in the westbound direction. And also seeing some slow traffic on Airport Boulevard. This is going to be in both directions right around Davis Highway as well. If you see something else on the road, just give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So some of the other top stories in the news going right now. The biggest snowstorm of the season is likely coming to New York City and New England. So biggest snowstorm for that area, I'm sure, is what the articles mean. But yeah. Massachusetts snowstorm, New York City. Schools are already beginning to close for a school day. It's hitting Michigan right now, and then it's going to be headed to the Northeast. Then China is sitting on a trove of hacked American business and personal data, according to a recent report. There's some new. The FBI director says that TikTok poses a national security threat, and he's extremely concerned because it seems like TikTok has been mining data. Oh, boy. Some of the other stories, speaking of hacking, the U.S. Marshals Service has suffered a major security breach that apparently compromises sensitive information. This is according to senior law enforcement officials. So that's going on. We don't know too many other details, just that. And you heard it right there at the beginning of the hour, Fox News update. There's a San Francisco DJ. He's been missing for days and is considered at risk. Jeffrey Vandergrift disappears after an alarming Instagram post. He hasn't used his phone or his bank cards since the disappearance. So big concerns right there for him as they're looking for him in San Francisco. And finally, the actor Tom Sizemore, I don't know if you saw this, but he had a brain aneurysm. And apparently it's not looking well. According to the family, they said there's no further hope for him. They're having to decide end-of-life decisions at this point because of the brain aneurysm. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. Coming up here next, we've got top trendy news with, I got Steve Taylor in the newsroom today. So stick around for that next. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. If you would like to weigh in, you can give us a call or text 850-437-1620. Coming up here a little bit later, we're going to be giving away a pair of tickets to the Mobile Boat Show. Actually, I have a pair of tickets for this hour and for next hour. So if you want to check that out, join the Independence for the Blind for their annual eyeball. It comes up March 11th. And that's going to be at 6 o'clock at the ballroom at the Hilton on Pensacola Beach. Change lives by sponsoring a table or purchasing tickets to help us provide programming for their clients to reach their maximum independence in their lives. It's a really good organization. So Independence for the Blind. Get more information on our website, newsradio923.com. And you can also go ahead and get tickets today as well. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Once again, coming up here in about 8 minutes, I got a story pertaining to what at least the governor says are the costs of illegal immigrants on our hospital systems. So I thought this was kind of an interesting story and want to expand on that just a little bit. And that'll be about 8 minutes from now right here on News Radio 92.3.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Well, I'm Steve Taylor, and here's the top trending news. As Bobby mentioned earlier, the Supreme Court's taking up a second case challenging President Biden's student debt relief program. However, U.S. Solicitor General Elizabeth Prelogar claimed the two plaintiffs have no legal standing to bring to the case. She says that's because the borrowers are not seeking relief that could actually help them personally. Wall Street is having a rough month right now. Close lower today. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 232 points to 32,657. S&P 500 fell about 12 points to 3,970, and the NASDAQ dropped 11 points to 11,456. And a Florida woman's accused of running over her boyfriend after a night of drinking. Alcohol's involved. Go figure. Christine Servos was driving a pickup truck in Turpin Springs just outside of Tampa when she crashed into her boyfriend while he was riding a motorcycle. Investigators say alcohol was a factor. Go figure. And Servos was charged with a DUI earlier this morning. And the victim, though, the guy on the motorcycle was rushed to the hospital. Basically one of those hold my beer kind of moments that went awry. And those are your top trending news stories.
Where did that happen at?
It basically happened in Tarpon Springs.
Okay.
Tarpon Springs. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I did say we've had two or three motorcycle like hit and run situations and stuff that have happened just in the past couple weeks.
Yeah.
Here, like in this area. And so it's been, I don't know what's going on with it. I'm in a bunch of motorcycle groups and everything like that. And they're all just like, everybody just watch yourself right now. It seems like people are running lights everywhere.
I've got a couple of friends who basically have been riding for 40 years on their Harleys. They gave it up because of the crazy drivers who don't see them. That's what they're afraid of now.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I actually just talked to a guy. He's about 20, he might be 21.
Yeah.
He's been riding for only about 2 years, and he got sideswiped, and he's recovering. Luckily, he wasn't too injured.
Yeah.
But he's recovering, and he and I were talking, and I told him, look, I've been riding since I was 12, and I kind of went through that lesson with him. I said, here's the thing, man, I learned. People just do not see you when you're on the motorcycle. It doesn't matter. He had a speed bike, but I'm like, I got a freaking loud bike, and it doesn't matter. People still don't see me, even though my bike's loud. There's an actual video. It's really old. It's like not even HD. It's on YouTube. You can look for it. It's an awareness test.
Yeah.
And this awareness test has these guys in black shirts, these guys in white shirts, and in like basketball gear. And it says, how many times does the white team pass the ball to one another? And so then it says go, and then then they're kind of like mixing up with each other, and so the team in black is passing to each other, the team in white's passing to each other, and you're trying to keep up with the ball that's just going to the white team only, not to the black team, and
right. You're
like, oh my goodness, and it gets done, and then it goes, did you count 13? You're like, yes, I counted 13. I'm perfect. You know, yes, I got the number. And it goes, did you see the moonwalking bear? And you're like, wait, what? what are you talking about, moonwalking bear? And then it rewinds it. It goes, rewinds it, and then you see it, and there's this freaking dude dressed up in a bear suit moonwalks right between the crowd that is passing the ball to one another, stops at one moment and waves like this with both hands,
right,
and then moonwalks again and walks off of the thing. And you're like, what? How did I miss the moonwalking bear? And I showed this video to this kid who's 21, and I just go, you're the moonwalking bear when you're on the road.
Yeah.
They don't see it.
No,
they're paying attention to cars. They're paying attention to signs. They're paying attention to things. And people who don't ride motorcycles just don't see you. You're not one of the things they're looking for.
And one of the biggest things that's a problem now are screens. You're holding your phone or whatever.
Yes.
You're not paying attention to the road and everybody around you.
Oh, yes, absolutely. That is definitely – I definitely have buddies who've pulled up next to cars and have slammed on their slammed their hand against the window because somebody almost hit them and they were just looking down at their phone.
Right. Put down your phone.
Yeah, but that you almost killed me. Yeah. You know. But yeah, that's I've kind of gotten to the, I've been a motorcycle as a daily rider for me for a long time. I've backed away from the daily riding thing. Because what your buddies
right.
who gave it, it's just at some point you just go, look, people just don't, they don't pay attention anymore. They're, it's even worse than it used to be because of the distracted driving.
And where I live, it's only US 98 through Navarre and Gulf Breeze and nobody pays attention on that road.
Yeah. Amen to that.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Steve. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Major highways, I-10 and I-110 showing no delays. Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. Expect some slow-moving traffic on the bridge due to construction. We just have typical afternoon traffic. So 98 getting into Navarre from Windhaven Beach. Expect some slowdowns. 98 throughout Gulf Breeze and Tiger Point is moving pretty nicely. If you see something else on the road, just give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. So coming up here next. What are the hospital costs for illegal migrants in the state of Florida only? This is according to Ron DeSantis' office, but I thought the numbers were it's kind of interesting. We'll talk about that next right here on News Radio 92.3. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So there is, I want to read this. We're talking about motorcyclists and bicyclists and stuff and how dangerous it is to ride nowadays. Here's a text. I saw a guy on his bike this morning between Navarre and Tiger Points. He was swerving between cars and refused to slow down and put his feet down and just stopped like all cars. Dangerous. Made himself a center lane between cars at one point. That and you do see that too, the irresponsible motorcycle drivers. I see motorcyclists tailgating, and I'm just like, are you nuts? I see things like this all the time. There's two states anyway. I don't want to get into it. Yeah, but motorcyclists definitely have a may even put themselves in bad situations. Hospital costs, according to the Governor DeSantis' office, hospital costs for foreign nationals illegally in Florida was a total of $340 million in fiscal year 2021. And initially I was like, what? How do you know that they're costing that? Because oftentimes, even though somebody's illegal, they'll still work out payment plans with the hospital and stuff. Well, according to the hospital, they needed to get donations from charities and other things to help pay for their bills. And so when they're looking at it like that, they're able to track it somewhat. And it went up from $312 million in 2020 up to $340 million because they don't have insurance. And that's one of the arguments that people make, that illegals should be allowed to get insurance. It's like strawberries on a summer evening, and it sounds just like a song. I want more berries and that summer feeling. It's so wonderful and warm. Breathe me in, breathe me out. I don't know if I could ever go without. I'm just thinking out loud. I don't know if I could ever go without. Watermelon sugar. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. If you'd like to weigh in, text or call 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. So coming up this weekend is the Mobile Boat Show over at the Mobile Convention Center. If you would like a pair of tickets, then just text in BOAT to 850-437-1620. Just text in the word BOAT to 850-437-1620. And you could win that pair of tickets to the Mobile Boat Show this weekend at the Mobile Convention Center. So the 2023 show is going to feature a great selection of boats, motors, personal watercraft, and marine accessories. This show is always the best place to see all of the new models in one place for easy comparison shopping. Mobile Boat Show is the place to take advantage of the special show pricing that is only offered at the show. In addition to a huge selection of boats, there are great special events for the whole family to enjoy. So text in the word boat to 850-437-1620 and you can get a pair of passes to the Mobile Boat Show. And we'll be giving away another pair of passes next hour as well. Top three stories, then we'll get into your sports news. The Rangers over in the NHL, the Rangers have gotten Patrick Kane in a trade, a pre-deadline splash. He won three Stanley Cups with the Blackhawks. Over in the NBA, Kevin Durant is going to make his Suns debut tomorrow. He's missed 20 games thus far with an MCL sprain, which I've sprained my MCL. Actually, I tore my MCL outright one time. It was not fun. It's a doozy of an injury. It's just weird. You have literally no knee strength because of one little tiny itty bitty ligament is gone, and it's the weirdest thing. In the NFL, Tampa Bay Buccaneers cut Leonard Fournette, the running back, but he says it was upon his request. The Falcons have cut Marcus Mariota. He started 13 games for Atlanta last season, but if you remember, towards the end of the season, he just like walked off the field and just was done with them. And he said it's because he was injured and all this other stuff. But yeah, no, something happened behind the scenes, and he was not happy. And they finally just cut him today. Dan Snyder of the Washington Commanders is accused of fraud of over $55 million secret loan and using the Washington Commanders as a piggy bank. Oh, boy. Bills defensive coordinator Leslie Frazier is taking a year off from coaching. He does plan to return in 2024, and the NCAA is eyeing shorter football games in 2023. So they didn't really lay out how they plan to do that, just that they want to have shorter football games. Okay, okie dokie. Over in the in games on television tonight, NCAA men's basketball is on FS1 at 5:30. Number 6, Marquette plays Butler. ESPN2 has number 15, Indiana University, playing Iowa at 6 o'clock. ESPN has NC State playing Duke. Then CBS Sports Network, number 18, San Diego State University, plays Boise State at 8 o'clock. ESPN2 at 8 o'clock has Arkansas against number 12, Tennessee. And the late game on ESPN, Texas Tech plays number 3, Kansas. Then NCAA women's basketball, there's not really anything televised. In the NBA, it's going to be on TNT tonight beginning at 6:30. You got the LA Lakers taking on the Memphis Grizzlies. In the late game at 9 o'clock is going to be the Minnesota Timberwolves against the Clippers. NHL hockey on ESPN+. Florida Panthers are playing the Tampa Bay Lightning. So that makes it easy to watch both of the Florida teams right there. It'll be at 6 o'clock on ESPN+. Then I'll get you. Well, that's basically. Let me see here. Yeah, I was trying to see baseball. There you go. Yeah. Tampa Bay Rays beat the Yankees in preseason baseball. Atlanta Braves lost to Minnesota Twins. And I don't think the Marlins played yet. No, they didn't. So that wraps that up. That's your sports hit. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
No major slowdowns to report on I-10 or I-110. FHP is reporting an accident. This is going to be at North Davis Highway in Kingler Street. Nothing really to slow you down there, as well as an accident reported on West 9 Mile Road and Pine Forest Road. No roadblock and not seeing any addition to the just typical delays we see every afternoon. You are going to see some afternoon traffic on Pine Forest near the interstate in both directions. If you do see something else on the roads, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So Pensacola ranks in TripAdvisor's top 25 beaches in the United States. That's right. We've constantly received recognition over and over, but where are we coming now? Pensacola received number 33 as the best place to live in 2023, but also as far as best beaches goes, Pensacola Beach ranked 20th among the list. You also had Henderson Beach State Park over in Destin and Panama City Beach that also ranked number 7 and number 8 respectively. And it's one of those things we've talked about before. These lists are kind of cool. Like, oh, cool, thanks for the recognition. But now you just caused people to come here to visit. And we're already having major traffic problems. So it's like, you even go like we're not even in peak season at all right now. Like, we don't have, there's no like spring breaks going on. We don't have, you know, it's obviously not summer break. There's no like Blue Angels show. There's nothing going on. And the weekend is like, you can't hardly get to the beach.
I went on Saturday and just goes like, oh, it's hot out. I have a free afternoon. I'm going to the beach. It's kind of busy through Gulf Breeze for no reason. And I was just like, oh, goodness. I do get it, though, because then you go to the beach, you haven't been in a while, and you're like, gosh, this is so nice. We're so lucky to have this. So
yes.
I understand when people come here on a trip.
But they're visiting
they
too much. They're just, it's too much.
Yeah.
Don't you? You guys can come during the summer and the spring break, because that's when we expect you. But coming now, we don't expect you now. So that gets, but it's things like this. Well, really, 20th on the best beaches in America, and that's only a 5-hour drive for me or whatever. I think I'll go down and visit it, and and then that's what happens.
Yeah.
So that's what's going on. Oy vey. All right, I got this here. A bipartisan group of senators is talking about raising the retirement age of Social Security. This includes Bill Cassidy of Louisiana and Senator Angus King of Maine and a bunch of others are actually part of it as well. So, you know, they're talking about all the financial issues going on with the federal government. We talk about that a lot here on Pensacola right now about, man, we got to get things in order, you know, got to get things lined up as far as our finances. We're constantly spending more than what we take in. I actually have a report here that according to the Congressional Budget Office, within, what was the years? Let me pull it up. I'm sorry. I thought I had it up. They were saying, what year is it? This decade. Okay, there you go. This decade, interest payments that we make on the national debt will be more than our defense spending this decade. Whoa, that's a lot. So they're talking about, what can we do to rein in our spending? And so some people are talking about, let's rein in our Social Security. And of course, the people go, what? You're going to take away my Social Security? So now there's a discussion of, well, maybe we should raise the age to be able to qualify for Social Security. And I'm not saying I agree with it. I understand where they're coming from. When Social Security was implemented, you got to remember, Social Security was implemented in the first place really to take care of widows, because a lot of men were dying in wars and battles and things like this, and guys often die younger than women do. And so the idea was, we need to, as a society, take care of our widows. That was really like the impetus of Social Security. But that was also in a day and age when the life expectancy was closer to 65 than 85. Now the life expectancy is 85. So people are on Social Security for 20, 25, 30, sometimes even 40 years. And the program was not really set up for that. And so I'm not saying I agree with raising the age. I'm saying I understand the argument to raise the age, because they're like, look, now we're living a lot longer. It wasn't meant to be a program to be able to be sustainable for decades and decades and decades. So I don't think it's going to go anywhere, even though it's got a bipartisan support. I don't think it's going to go anywhere. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rosti. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. Oh, we got a text here. There is a spring break right now. There is? Actually, I think I heard that. See, I guess last week I did hear that there was Louisiana was off for Mardi Gras. So I don't know if it's spring break, but I think it was a Mardi Gras break or something. But either way, beaches are busy all the time. It seems like every weekend, though, it's like that. It's not just like now. So
I think we're going to see a big difference in 2 weeks when spring breaks really hit middle of March.
Yeah.
And it's going to be busy and it's going to be hot and going to be a lot of traffic.
It's going to be a lot of traffic, yeah. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Ross here on News Radio, 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So coming up here next, there's this thing called dark grocery stores. Dark grocery stores. I'm like, what is a dark grocery store? It's actually kind of interesting. And I want to talk about that next right here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Sugar. Oh, honey, honey. You are my candy girl. And you got me wanting you. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Got a couple texts here, 850-437-1620, talking about Social Security. And there's a bipartisan group that's trying to raise the age to qualify for Social Security. And we're talking about why. And here's a text. The life expectancy is going to plummet in the next few years due to the mRNA hormone injection. Possibly. In fact, one of the stories I saw today is that there's a new RSV shot that's being approved from the, it's got the initial approval from the FDA for those over the age of 60. I got another text here says, but do the math. You pay more into Social Security than you will ever collect. Because we're talking about, once again, people are living longer. And so Social Security is, Social Security has become the retirement plan for many Americans, whereas it was meant to be something to take care of the widows. And now it's taking care of everybody. And but interesting point right there. You pay more into it than you ever collect. I mean, I haven't done the math. I don't know. And to be honest, most of my career, I've been an independent contractor. And so I haven't really, you know, I don't get W-2 pay stubs and stuff. So I haven't really, I would have no way to do the math. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Let's get traffic on the fives, then we're going to go get a quick newsroom update with Steve Taylor in the newsroom.
Our roads are looking good right now with I-10 and I-110 showing no major slowdowns. Typical afternoon delays leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace on Highway 90. Expect slow-moving traffic. Davis Highway is busy right around East Olive Road, as well as Brent Lane. You'll see slow-moving traffic in between Palafox and I-110. That's going to be in the westbound direction right near the Drowsy Poet. See something else? Give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Steve, what do we got going on in the news?
Well, a 51-year-old Milton man is charged with assaulting a woman, hitting her on the head with a bat, and trying to rape her. That's according to the arrest report. Christopher Lito was booked into the Santa Rosa County Jail yesterday and charged with battery, aggravated battery, and sexual assault. Julie Sue's being nominated as the nation's next labor secretary. If confirmed by the Senate, she'd be the first Asian-American to serve as a cabinet secretary under President Biden. She would replace Marty Walls as he's leaving to work for the National Hockey League Players Association. Oh. Yeah, an emergency crews are on the scene after several cars of a Seminole Gulf Railway train fell off the tracks this afternoon near Tampa. Well, five of the cars are carrying sheet metal and rocks, no big deal, but the sixth is carrying about 30,000 gallons of propane. The crews are now monitoring that tanker car with infrared cameras, and the railroad would have to siphon the propane out before they can put the car back on the tracks. And that's what's happening.
All right, thank you very much, Steve. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. What is a dark grocery store? Before I get into a dark grocery store, you know Wendy's chili? Apparently Wendy's chili now comes in a can. That's right. Don't give me that look. Wendy's chili is good stuff.
But chili in a can?
Well, that's how Hormel chili comes, and you got the, there's all kinds of chili comes in a can.
Yeah.
I've even had the Trader Joe's chili in a can. It's good stuff. It's not, I mean, it's not like homemade chili.
I'm sure it's good. Just chili. This, I don't know. The initial sound of it.
I mean, you get look, after it's been in the can for a while, the roaches biodegrade and just become part of the sauce, adds a little bit of extra protein flavor to it.
Marinated,
exactly. So they're releasing single-serve cans of chili in grocery stores nationwide. No release date yet, but I do like the Wendy's chili. Good stuff. So I'll probably be partaking of a little bit of their chili in a can. What's a dark grocery store? New York City has something called dark grocery stores. It's a store where you don't go into it. You and I do not go in there. It is strictly developed to deliver. So, and apparently it's doing so well, you can put an order in and they'll deliver within 10 minutes. That's crazy. Like, I can't go to the grocery store and get out in 10 minutes. So it's a lot more compressed area, and it's organized in a way that allows the shopper person to be able to collect the goods very, very quickly. It's being attempted in New York City right now, but they're saying this could roll out in large cities around the country very soon as more and more people are just wanting delivery services. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
Ford just filed a patent for a new device that basically, if you miss your payments, your car will just drive away on its own. It'll self-repossess. See, everybody's come out. Where'd all the cars go?